Jesus, in that moment, he was more than a morality. He was more than a philosophy. He was more than a theology. He was a person. Real, tangible, alive. And in this experience, I felt he was communicating to me, Ken, you are enough. So why do we as Catholics go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation? Because it's scriptural. It's Jesus' idea. It's not like there was a bunch of cardinals in the Middle Ages in the Vatican twiddling their thumbs thinking, all this Catholicism stuff is really boring. What can we do to make it a little bit more exciting? I know, let's make people tell us their sin and then charge them for it. See, this came from the lips of our Lord. He says, whoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. He did not give this authority to the crowds. He did not give this authority to the disciples. He only gave this authority to the apostles that were before him. No, you put your money, your hard-earned money, that which you value into something that can give you a return. And in fact, the better the return, you consider it a better investment. 5%, pretty good. 10%, we're rolling. 15% to 20. Wow. Now, you would not take your entire life savings and put it into something that wouldn't give a return. Why then would we do that with our life? Yet some people major in minor things because they don't keep the end in mind. Vice virtue. As we grow in virtue, we grow in joy. As we grow in vice, we grow in misery. And so we're going to focus just on one little aspect of virtue, and that is the gift of self, to be generous with other people. But the primary effect of prayer is this: it does not change God, it changes us. That's the primary effect of prayer. And in fact, when Jesus instructed his apostles to pray, how did he pray? Did he say, pray that your will would be done? Or did he pray, let thy will be done? What we put into our mind will determine the decisions we make. We cannot have a godly life and a godless mind. It's impossible. Because as our thinking goes, our life follows. If we aren't forming our mind with godly things, we can't make godly decisions. Then we can't have godly habits. And our character will be hurt and our life will be hurt. And it all starts with our thinking, what we put into our mind, what we believe, our worldview. And so one decision that we're going to emphasize this evening, the third one, is formation.